All right, we're going to call the Town of Discoverable Bay Water Wastewater Committee to order. Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present.
All right, from there we'll move to public comments. This time there's no public presence, so we'll close public comments and go to approval of the minutes for August 17th. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second, I'll second. All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Approved. Now we'll go to discussion items. D1, turn that over to staff.
This is the discussion regarding plant number one, odor control. Can I turn that over to Bernie?
Yes, we had a vendor come out from OMI, and he came out and looked at plant one at the headworks. And basically, he's looking for, it's just and I'll pass this around, it's just an air odorizer system.
For
the headworks at plant
headworks
pump
or
station.
The influent?
Influent pump station.
Okay.
Basically, you just got a fan in front of a drum that spits out mist out of odor and controls all it is, and you have to buy a different, when you get in, you replace the drum, so it's an ongoing cost. That's the kind of system he has.
So that would be out in the open?
Yes.
And so that fan's in the... atmosphere.
They just set it in a location there, hook it up, and then it just on a timer it just missed, and then the fan blows. That's all it does.
Sort of like
I think it takes some of the molecules of the odor and neutralize, adheres to them and then neutralizes them. I was reading up on that.
Yeah. And that's all it is. But they're making it because you got to buy the chemical from them.
Yeah. What was your calculated annual cost for that?
Well, the initial cost to purchase it's $850 a month to rent. $5,000 to purchase the fan. So, and then the drum of the deodorizers is $2,300 per drum.
How long does the drum last?
It depends on what the timing is. It depends on how often you use it. So, you could use it up in a week or you could use it up in a month. It just depends on the settings you use.
And the current filter system, the biological, doesn't work out too well?
It does. We just looking for a different alternative. It's one of our CIP projects also. We are looking to replace the media in there. I think that'll go a long way. We replaced the fans. We got new fan blowers over it now.
See, it seems to be like it doesn't happen all the time, though. I mean, you don't smell it every time you're out there on that home.
Well, it's in different locations. Just do
moves around.
It is something that maybe you could do when you receive a complaint.
Correct,
you
yeah.
Say, okay, we're not going to sit up much 24 hours a day, but if we're starting to get someone complains of something, you run it for a week.
We've also had hydrogen peroxide come out. That's a company that they treat the odor at the lift stations, and you put these in the lift station, and it eats the hydrogen sulfide before it gets to the infant pump station. And that'll be an ongoing treatment also, but it helps break down the gases before it gets to the treatment plant.
Would that help expand the life of the lift station by having that in there?
Oh, it would definitely help the sewer line, but the gases wouldn't eat up the sewer line or the manhole.
So in that process, then maybe we get two things that would benefit. One is extending the life of the lines and the lift station, plus the odor factor.
Is
my thought process.
But it just depends on, but it's going to be the same kind of deal because you're going to be replacing the drums.
Yeah, you inject it at Newport, is that your plan? Put it in a Newport or some of the
other lift station? That and lift station L. Down on the second floor.
Yeah.
In comparison to cost, startup cost, and like you mentioned here, it's about $65,000 to get started for a year.
Yes, it's going to be in the same ballpark.
Same kind of ballpark.
But the one thing with hydrogen peroxide, they'll come out and monitor and maintain it. We don't have to do nothing. Mm-hmm. That's part of their service.
Did you get a quote from them?
They were out a year ago. I have one, yeah.
Okay. Why don't we see what their quote
is? I have to get it renewed because it's been a couple of years since they came out. They looked at our system and made a proposal at that time.
I thought is that if there's something that can go inside the lift station and solve a problem and actually extend the life and do some odor control.
Are you using it in any other Veolia plant?
Yeah, we use it in Richmond.
This mist you're talking about.
No, we use hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, hydrogen peroxide.
Because okay. of the same, because, and what's the purpose, what prompted you to use it in Richmond? What's the reason
because
that you're using
it? Because of the people that live there on top of the mountain.
For odor control.
Odor control, okay. Yes.
And has it been?
But the byproduct
what percentage
is
successful?
Preventive maintenance.
Oh, it's pretty successful. Yeah, so they got a huge system sitting outside their plant.
So you're saying that the byproduct, but there's also a benefit of preventive maintenance that goes along with that.
Yeah, because the gases in the line now eat up our sewer system.
Eat up the concrete.
How valuable is that? What kind can you put? I mean, what kind of a value can you put on that?
Well, you just don't have to coat them. In our cases, we've already coated a lot of manholes.
I remember
epoxy.
We did all of Cherry Hills, yeah.
And so it would just minimize anything else that's concrete that isn't coated.
It'd be considered like a
preventive maintenance, right?
Over there at the Gulf State.
Well, makes it more sense to
some to me.
And also the fact that it's less that they maintain it and that they. Right, they service it and maintain it, I think, is also a plus.
Yeah, I think I'd like to see a more definitive financial analysis
okay,
of it.
We can do that. I can follow back that way.
Compare, well, not only their quote,
yes.
but a comparison.
Plus a comparison of what it costs us to epoxy mm-hmm. the lines and how often we'd have to do it and how this might reduce so we can justify
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. I would also look at the valve station right here is where the end point of the, not us, but Newport, and it agitates the sewer, which then generates the odors. I was wondering if there's something to inject there, and
yeah.
then as it
peroxide
goes...
Peroxide there would be more effective than peroxide at Newport.
Because it would last
Newport
longer.
Yeah, because you put peroxide in Newport and run it through a force main that long, you're not going to have peroxide when you're at the end of that pipe.
It's probably, yeah, that'd be pretty strong.
Yeah, so, but if you dosed it right where we emptied out into the gravity sewer, that would be a good spot. It'd be easy to dose it there, too, yeah. since it's open to that manhole.
Now, do you lose some of the preventive maintenance benefits that we talked about, though, if you change that to that location?
Well, that location
yeah,
all has
that's the start
plastic
of
pipe.
That's the start of the manholes.
Yeah.
So you're
okay.
at the start of the
we
manholes.
We coated all
yeah.
of them already, but it just...
I'm with you. I'm just trying to get... Because I don't... You guys can visualize what you're talking about. We can't.
Yeah, right. yeah, so that's the start of the manholes where the system's...
Okay,
open.
So
when
that...
In a single pipe, it's not too bad, but when it opens up, that's where you need the stuff.
It would last longer and help the... Influent where the golf course is, it'll help keep the odors down.
Do we get odors coming out of the manhole covers?
Yeah, them coming out of the influent pump station.
Yeah, that's mostly where it is, right? You know,
walking by on the sidewalk.
It's maybe the influent pump station, right? That's still in service. So I haven't noticed a lot of odors.
Yeah,
I haven't either.
I don't know.
I walked the dog along.
Has anyone complained recently? Like, you know,
that
last year or so or something?
Yeah, I only get it with the guys I'm golfing with, and it's just going down 15 and it's different places here and there.
We
I don't know if I don't know if the office has gotten any order complaints. So.
I don't know. I wouldn't spend $65,000 on this ubiquitous. Not call,
well, I would.
Maybe sometimes. You know, that's a lot of money, but I think we should look into the peroxide because
yeah.
you at least are protecting the pipes and stuff.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
and I'll have them come back out and
let's
that.
Take a look at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Put it in the suggested area. All right. With that, we'll go on to D2 update on the filtration project.
We would like to move that probably to item
do
that, 5.
Yeah.
And then we'll do a walk. Right after.
Okay. Yeah.
No problem. With that, we'll go to lead pipe inventory update.
The lead pipe inventory. I guess that's mine. We received notice from the state that they are going to want a lead pipe inventory of all of our water lines that either we know are lead pipe or we don't know that they're not lead pipe.
Right.
And this is going to be a very, very big deal that they want completed by the end of June 2018. And from that
inventory,
the inventory, and from that they're going to want a plan on identifying and replacing these things. I mean, that's stage two of typically what's going to happen. We looked into the issue of we're pretty certain we don't have any lead pipe in Discovery Bay at all. But the question is that we've used some brass fittings up until, I think, 2010. Tell me if I get this right, Virgil. That may contain some traces of lead within it. And so the question became, is that now something that we're going to have to inventory in this process, which would have been the nightmare of all nightmares? We've had Veolia look into it, we've had Virgil look into it, and had Justin look into it and actually called the state.
Right.
And they are saying it does not pertain to those brass fittings, which is a relief.
Right.
So I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. But this
do we have lead pipe? We don't have any lead pipe.
We don't have any lead service pipes.
So we're clear.
Something you usually see probably in Midwest and Eastern states.
And we can identify that we don't.
Not so much here.
And it would be in really older communities like San Francisco or LA.
Probably isn't a problem.
It's probably not a problem.
Okay, that's good
news. But I think this is things you might be hearing about, and we wanted you to be informed.
All the agencies.
Now we know. We don't have any.
Well, just an FYI, fixtures, that you the faucets, they have brass, and the brass has a little lead in it. So depending on when you replace your fixtures...
But that's inside the home.
That is correct.
That's not part of the distribution system.
No, that's correct. But I just wanted that you be aware lead is in some of that. But it's a really low percentage of lead.
Yeah. They require insignificant slough off of it.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And the stable is going to require a certain level of documentation in terms of showing what effort was taken to determine whether there certainly is or certainly isn't. If there is an uncertainty as to whether there was... How you know what the plan is determined with certainty that there's not. So there has to be some.
Tell them I'm certain there isn't.
Well, the guidelines aren't
I'm
out
certain.
Yet.
I'll write it
within the next month or two.
I'm certain
they'll
there's
be
no
providing
lead.
Very specific guidelines as how the survey is supposed to be prepared and documented.
And actually, when we start that, we might bring that to the board, the full board, for an explanation of what's going on.
That's what I was going to suggest.
And I think a way to address that one too is whenever they created a street or a few streets, such a track, and within that details, it talks about their service line is going to be copper or poly or something like that. So that verbiage we could copy out or take a picture of and said,
well, they're going to determine how we come up with that solution.
Pardon me?
Apparently, they're going to determine how we can prove our case, right?
We're not really sure. They said they're providing guidelines in October, so we'll see.
I would suggest that we not take this to the board until we know exactly what those guidelines are and where we fall into that, so we either have a decision to make or hopefully we have no decision to make.
Right.
And we're just at the point of information.
On our side was that a lot of communities were surprised by this and not really aware, and what we're gathering is that this is the way the state can make communities start thinking about and looking at what they actually got in the ground, and I think that's what they're looking for. What do you have in the ground?
Okay. All right, we'll go to item D4, update regarding the biannual well testing.
So that's my item. So every 2 years, LSCE goes and tests the wells, looks at where they're currently at in terms of performance, the pumps, the wells, the conditions of all the equipment. It's just a reoccurring thing we do every 2 years, and that provides us enough information to just kind of check in on the status of the supply and the capacity. So it's really just an update to let you know we're preparing to do that this year. It's not a huge endeavor, but we check in with where it was 2 years ago. We look at the efficiency of the pumps, the water levels,
how much we're
as well
getting,
as
what the capacities are.
The well capacity, because as you know, the wells are basically
diminish.
Like a filter drilled into the ground with a gravel pack that can clog over time as it ages and the structure itself can age. So.
Or the impellers on the pump.
Or the impellers on the pump. There could be a whole, so it's really just checking in on where
capacities
the water
tend
levels
to diminish over the years. We found out when we're looking at new wells. Yeah, we had to look at all those numbers.
Yeah.
I remember that back 8 years ago something like that.
So what month would you be doing that?
October. We'd be doing that.
Beginning of October, the end of October, you have the report. Done.
Yeah, so we'll do, it'll probably take us about 4 weeks to just put it all together. It'll just take us one day to come out and do the testing, collect the data, summarize it, and that'll just kind of feed into whether we think that there needs to be any rehabilitations or pump upgrades.
Right, at this meeting in November.
Yeah,
we'd have a preliminary report.
We should be ready by November to deliver a report on that.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. With that, we'll go to item D5, proposed P PLC project update at Newport.
Okay, this again is Justin. Give them a little briefing,
yeah, sure.
Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's on the CIP for this fiscal year to do the PLC upgrade at Newport. The PLC upgrade was just done at Willow. Of course, there was the radio issues, so the question was, what are we going to do on Newport? Are we going to proceed as planned on the fiscal year basis to get this done this year? They're still up against the issue with the aging PLC equipment and the need to get it updated to the new standard of what the town is using, so that you're able to make repairs whenever there is issues. And so, you know, our proposal right now, in light of the fact that there was the radio communication issues, is to proceed on the Newport, keep it on schedule, get the upgrades made at Newport, but keep the radio element of it separate, meaning right now Newport's communicating presumably effectively with the existing serial-based radio network. We'd upgrade the PLCs, put a converter in there so that I could talk to that existing serial-based system and at least get the equipment upgraded while we kind of are still regrouping and determining, are we going to, you know, what were the issues that took place, and are we going to proceed with an Ethernet upgrade? I'm sure that we are going to proceed with an Ethernet upgrade, but not put it in this contract for this year for that Newport plant for the radio system until we fully understood what the issues were that took place on Willow. So, you know, we just see that it's on the calendar. If we do want to make the upgrade, we kind of need to take action now so that we could get a design put together and put out to bid. Ideally, we'd go out to bid middle of November, get a contractor, get them on board the beginning of next year. It's probably a four-month process to acquire the new panels and make the installation before the high demand season in May. So that's
like that, ready to go by January.
Right, right.
How old is the current system?
It's was installed. Newport was the first. Yeah, Newport was the first one installed.
Yeah, actually, the wells went in first, so 2001, right?
The wells went in first, but so on Newport it's a little bit different because so at Newport we have well 5A, we have well 7, and we have Newport. Well 7 was recently done and it's already been upgraded, so we don't need to do anything to well 7. It's already been upgraded with the new Allen Bradley PLC. It's talking on the serial based network, radio network to Newport, so it's already on that old. It's still on the older radio system. Well 5A is, you know, as we know, is kind of like on its way out, so we're not going to make any investment into well 5A. It's already used in hand. It's not used in SCADA. It's not used on auto. If they ever need it, it's an emergency, and that means they're flipping the switch by hand. So well 5A is not planned for upgrades. It's really just would be taking place on Newport itself. But yeah, the PLCs, I mean, they're computers that are 15 years old. You know, I mean, that's just like Willow Lake.
You have that in the budget for this year?
Yeah, the project, and that's why I'm bringing it up, is because the project's on budget. I know Veolia wants to get it done, so we need to move forward if we want to get it done. And just because it was a little bit unclear as to what we're doing on the radio system, I was saying let's just separate that out of the project. And I've talked to everybody. I talked to my electrical engineer, talked to Greg, talked to Veolia. I mean, we all think that that's a doable plan.
What's the expected? Let's say we get it all done, it's up and running. About how long would that system last? I know computers are going to change.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of think of PLCs as like 10-year systems. That's, you know, electronics in general for municipal facilities.
The real thing is the PLC is no longer made anymore nor supported by the manufacturer.
That's the problem.
The
obsolete.
Well, the Modicon model. Yeah. Modicon makes newer PLCs, but the Modicon model isn't supported.
Yeah, it's not supported anymore. Yeah. Right, so we either got to switch to a new modern Modicon. Or a new modern Allen Bradley.
Whatever it is, it's a new one.
But it's
right.
A new one. Yeah. And the Allen Bradley platform you're going to is, well, you know, Modicon and Allen Bradley, they put out their life cycles for their processors, like how long are they going to support it, and then when they're going to stop making it.
Right, so they can sell more products.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So, but they're well past 10 years on those items. Yeah. So for Allen Bradley, you can go to Control Logix, right?
Yeah,
Control Logix process is going to be around a long time.
Yeah. And then,
all right, so it buys us another 10 to 15 years.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
So when do you think we would address the radio? We're pulling the radio stuff out.
Yeah.
But we're going to have to revisit that idea again.
Yeah.
And talk about compatibility between the two
plants. Right. Well, I mean, that's more of a group decision, yeah. And the radio system was led by Herwood Engineering, so I would say that I really need to have a group discussion and just see what the direction is. It's not really, you know, something I could say right now what the timeline is on
that. One of the things is I think the radio complicated the startup of Willow Lake.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't want to mix the two. I agree with you. Let's not mix the two issues. Let's get it up and running.
Right.
And then we'll work on our communications. Veolia is trying some cellular.
Yeah, we're
gathering data on the existing radio. And I think we need a little information. What Justin and I talked about is we need a little more information before we have a clear understanding of how we want to move forward. And so we don't want to, you know, we need a little time to gather some data, talk to some consultants and some things like that. So we don't want to rush a decision on what to do on the radio but we don't want it to slow down his project, kind of thing. Okay. But my idea would be during this fall, we continue to gather data about what happened with the old radio, how is the cellular working out on the test site, how is the radio working out on this site, and then come to a consensus like, okay, this looks like how we want to do it.
And there's many places, I think, that have parallel communication systems. It's not that strange to have two different ways of communicating.
Yeah, the issue is, eventually, the serial radio system that we have, those radios have not been made for 5 years.
Right.
And we ran, like, when we got to Well 7, they could not find a radio. They had to go find a used radio.
We went on eBay.
Yeah.
So
we could not find a radio.
Right.
We had to go and find a used, someone off the shelf. Oh, I go into my garage, radio.
Right.
Okay, so we will have to migrate off of those radios.
That's right.
You know, those radios are even worse than the Modicon, because the Modicon only went out like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. Those radios went out 5 years ago, and we have been struggling every project with those radios.
So it sounds like the entire communication system is not great.
Well, we have some backup radios now that we just decommissioned the Willow Lake plant. There's some radios that are put on the shelf, so we've got a few spares at least.
So the plan was, yes, we will migrate over time, and real thing is like on the lift stations. Right now, we took care of Willow Lake.
Right.
We're taking care of Newport. We need to make a decision about communication in Newport, but we're doing a test drive on cellular at the moment, see how that goes. At the same time, we'll get data on the radio, and then we will, you know, let's get some data and then see how we want to proceed. But we will need to address the issues.
Do we have a CIP project for radio replacements?
Right now, we've been generically trying to include it with, like, the rehab of the pump station. When we do a pump station, we fix the radio. That's what we've been doing. And then we thought we would do it the same way in a well system. When we do a well, we'll change the radio too, or that kind of thing. It's just now that since we had so many issues and it delayed our water project, we don't want to link them right yet until we get a little more understanding on the radio system.
And that's fine, not linking them, but I think our concern would be that, you know, we need to upgrade the system so so it can do the technology that we have that we need it to do and the capability that we need it to have.
Yes.
I'm not talking about purposely spending money, but I mean it needs to be upgraded. It needs to be as current as the other equipment that we're installing.
Right.
I don't want to continue to, you know, buy surplus goods and put them into a system that's obsolete, so then we have a problem.
The radios are 20 years old.
I would think that we should establish a CIP project just for communications.
Right.
And that way, if we found the solution and you're going to upgrade a facility, you could take out of that CIP project for radios and just apply it to that project.
Right.
But
so
we need to analyze all of that.
What I think can make sense is we gather data about the test on the cellular and the radio system and get some input this fall. And then the CIP comes out in March. We start preparing the CIP. We bring forth some kind of thing for the CIP.
We have a better idea of how to move forward. What we need.
At the moment, I'm not clear exactly how to move forward. I need some more data.
I understand that. Our job is to watch the money. Your job is to make it work.
Right.
So watching the money as we need to prepare
for that. Schedule-wise, are we okay with we come on to the March CIPs, you know, for next year, and meantime we gather data and get some things?
Well, I'm glad we've identified that as a need, and we'll move forward with it that way.
All right. Bounce that over to finance committee. Need radio.
Go print some more money.
The one thing that's been unique that's changed on the cellular system is we didn't have those ginormous cell towers at Willow Lake blasting, you know, out and so close. So, like, they did cellular, tried to try and cellular at Willow Lake. They're going all of, like, 100 feet, you know, there's 100 feet between the tower and the radio, you know what I'm saying? And so you know, and they so they get fantastic reception, you know, when they got
in terms of cellular
500,000 watt, you know, cellular right there. So at any rate, we need some data. We're looking into it, and we'll come back.
Used to be a new palm tree growing there about every 6 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we've got a little direction on that. Separate it out and move forward. With that, we'll move to why don't we finish the agenda? Is there any future agenda items that we want to talk about?
Can you identify it at this time?
Well, really, I did want to give a verbal update just where we're at on the filters before we walk on the filters. So we are basically substantially complete on the project. We're running water through the filters now. They're doing final tests and things like that. We have some final testing scheduled for next week, and then the key bioassay test for Title 22 conformance is October, first week of October.
So they're not online yet?
Yes,
we're. Oh, no, we're online. We're running.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the key is our permit doesn't change for a little while yet. That's the whole reason we wanted to get them online, so we have time to work with them. And so we're doing our key test next week, and the first week of October will be our final testing, essentially, on the filters. And essentially, we'll be wrapped with the project in October, pending issues. Now, one issue we've had is some of the grading, when we go up on there, you're going to see wood in place on top of the filters. That's supposed to be FRP planking. But Hurricane Harvey wiped out the plant that was making that planking. 5 days before they were supposed to ship the material.
Okay.
5 days before we were supposed to get it, the whole plant's underwater, like 5 feet water. You know, like there's nothing there. And like all the materials got washed away, everything's gone. So there will be probably some items like that, planking that doesn't occur till late October, and some things like that. But generically speaking, it's really almost handed over entirely to the operations staff. And then they've been doing training today, right, on the filters. So they're mostly done with training. We've got a little bit of training next week, and then our final testing first week of October.
Hey, remind me, because I've forgotten. There's so many other things. In order to make that Title 22 water, where we can put it back and let residents come and get water, what's the next level?
Yeah, so the next step, the first is we need a proof up with this test on October 1st.
Right, let's assume that's done.
So we passed that test. We file a report with the state, says that we can physically make it. The next thing is to be certified as a Title 22 plant. You have to have an O&M manual, which was what we were talking about earlier today. And you have to have an engineer certify, and there's some procedures about how you use the water, so that you got to go through. So, and so there's a report that's filed with the state.
What's the guesstimate of the cost of
that? It's probably $30,000, $40,000, somewhere in there to wrap up all the details and work with the state and pick that up. The real thing is the O&M manual needs to get done, because we can't certify the plant without an O&M manual.
Plus the operators have to be certified.
And that's not required until 2022.
Yeah. So.
The real thing is 2022 to have it done. Okay.
Yeah. So you have to do it under our existing permit.
All right.
You absolutely have to do it by 2022.
All right.
We put in all the hardware so you could do it now. But we have to have the filters online and operating by December 31st.
How involved is the O&M manual? I mean, how long is that going
to
take?
We have a CIP for the O&M manual, and we have a proposal to get the O&M manual done. And
outside, we contract that out?
Yeah, we were gonna contract with Stantec to do that, and actually that's going to come to the board for approval. Actually, we're going
to come to you guys.
It's going to come to you guys next meeting. For approval.
Do you have any guesstimates?
To talk about.
$200K.
Yeah, it's about $200K for that manual.
Yeah. I thought that 30 to 40 was the whole package.
Oh, no, that's all to certify the plant with the state.
Oh.
Now, the real thing is that in terms of the manual, we have an existing manual that I wrote in 2006. Okay. I wrote it as draft, and it was never finished because no one ever commented on it. Like at the time we had Southwest Water here, and then just kind of, and then the whole thing blew up, you know, kind of thing. So we've been running with that manual since then. And since then, we've changed a lot of stuff. We've ox stitches
okay,
and all
so
this stuff.
All right, let me, now I understand a little bit better. This isn't just for the Title 22
oh, no,
water.
This is,
this is to run the entire
plant. So it's the lift stations,
plant.
It's the lift stations, it's the plants,
right.
It's the whole thing.
It's that book
this is a manual that
we
haven't had yet.
That, well, yeah. It's the book that we saw that we had the pages kind of falling out
right.
When we had that little issue with the...
okay.
Yeah, okay.
So at any rate,
we
part
have
of that
CIP for that?
We'll
for all 200,000
it's not on the agenda, so we
we're going to bring it up next month.
Right.
Basically, that's the story. But the plan is we're planning on bringing forth a proposal to discuss with you guys about the manual, and then bring that for approval and get them started. That's the plan on the manual.
And that's required as part of our permit by 2022.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then really,
we want it sooner,
for Title 22, you need it to operate a Title 22 facility. But generically speaking, you need it for your plant because you've got a lot of things in this plant that aren't covered in that manual anymore.
And $200,000 today is cheaper than $200,000 in 2022,
right.
Probably.
Yeah. It's also in the CIP already. That's already in the CIP.
Okay.
We foresaw this.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so future agenda. Sorry to interrupt. That's right.
No problem. Yeah. Okay, so that's your verbal update.
Yeah.
We're back to future agenda items. Is there anything we need to talk about?
Well, just talk about generalities for well-aid, maybe site locations.
And then O&M manual for wastewater treatment plant will also be on the agenda next month.
What is?
O&M manual for the treatment plant will be on the agenda next month.
What we just talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to bring it here.
Yeah.
We're going to bring
it
here.
Okay. Any other items?
Not for me.
Okay, with that, we'll...
I wasn't clear... on the PLC upgrade project.
Yeah.
Are we proceeding on that? I wasn't clear. We talked
yeah.
all about it, but I wasn't clear what happened.
Yeah, well, we need to provide a proposal to the district, just
okay.
scope and budget, you know,
okay.
so
all
that
right.
we can proceed on that. But
we agree that it should
yeah.
move forward, and then
yeah.
it'll have to come back to the board.
It's going to
yeah.
come to the board.
I think with your concurrence, we'll just bring that straight to the board.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's go on.
Okay, with that we'll adjourn this meeting and go to a field trip.
On a field trip.
Field trip.